If you have any questions, ask your legal advisor or email Linux Foundation if you are a member of Linux Foundation. Linux Foundation antitrust policy can be found at www.linux.org/antitrust. With that, it was a quick reminder of the antitrust policy. I suggest we move to the next point, which is Rose's summary of the poll.
Great. Hi, thanks. Also, just quickly checking for sound quality. I have an aircon on, which may or may not interfere with the noise. Is this a clear connection for everybody?
Yes,
we're all fine? Okay, great. Anyway, wonderful. So good day to everybody, and thank you to all who participated in the creation, the organization of, and the admin, and then, of course, the filling in of the survey. We have so far 11 respondents who have come in. Actually, I take that back. We have 10 respondents who have filled in their surveys. So if you haven't filled one in yet and would like to, I welcome you to please go in and add to that. That said, it's a very good beginning to get an idea of the group. What we're going to focus on, there's a lot of information in it. So rather than drone on about it, I think what we're going to would be best, but people can feedback in if they would like a different idea, is first just do a quick overview of the types of profiles of people very briefly who are in this group, just so we start to get a sense. I'm redacting names and affiliations unless you want me to actually tell names and affiliations. So actually, this would be a great moment. Which way would you like to go forward? And similarly, for the version of the results that are going to be distributed, would you rather it be a redacted version or one with names and affiliations? If people could chime in about what the right way forward is on that, this would be the best moment to do it.
I think we should at least know who the people here are, but the results of the survey should be redacted. But otherwise, I think we should know at least the affiliations, if not the names.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we can go through with the... Anybody else? Uh-oh. I hear Marco attempting.
I think that's Marta.
I think that's Marta, too.
That's a protest.
It's not...
She probably needs to... She's got either on a bad connection or her computer is struggling. If she's using voice, we can't understand anything you're saying, Marta. If you're talking, it's really bad. Maybe jump off and jump back
maybe
on.
Maybe is there a chat feature?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Now we can hear you. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Sadly, Marta, we can't hear you anymore. Okay.
Hello?
Oh dear. Hello, we can't really hear you. Marta is chatting. Hi, Marta. I'm going to chat back to Marta.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, Marta is saying to everyone
Hello?
That we need to remove names for privacy protection. Okay, I will defer to Marta. Okay, we will do that. Okay, Marta has chatted to the group.
Can you hear me?
No, we can't.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Hello?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Mm. Marta, unfortunately, we can't hear you though. But we did. I did see your chat that we should keep the names removed for privacy protection. So we will defer to that. All right. Okay. All right. I think that's what we will decide to do. Okay. So going back to the debrief on it, there's a lot of content in here, and I think it's potentially worth doing just a brief summary, but I'd be very interested to collaborate with anyone who'd like to do a little bit more rigorous analysis of the results and perhaps present them in a more rigorous way. So it would be great if anybody would be interested to collaborate together on that for sharing with the group. But I can give a quick debrief on the profiles of who's responded, as well as perhaps just jump directly to Global Forum, because it is the one thing that has a really pretty close and pending timeline on it. Then we can pause and see where we're at and see if we want to work back into other priorities of the group, or just pause on that for the moment and focus on the thing with the tight timeline for this week. What does everyone think?
Hi, it's Bobby. I think that's a great idea since the forum is coming up so quickly.
Okay. Anyone else have a different opinion? I guess I'll try the going once, going twice.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay. All right. So we'll start with that. And again, just reiterating that the results are pretty much in a raw form at the moment, and would really benefit from, I think, a more formal, not terribly difficult, but formal analysis in the spirit of it being a collective here. If anybody would like to jump in at this phase to work on it, something over the next week to make it a bit of a smoother presentation that we could have in not just raw information form, this would be a great time to jump in about that anytime on the call. But now would be
but good. Rose, I can, because if the survey is still live and people are going to still be putting in their information, I can do that in some type of newsletter real quick to just like keep up with how many people are answering and the gist of it. And you and I can work together on that during the week to get something so that people can just like look at the results.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay?
Okay, super. All right. So a quick summary from the general of why and why are people here? And also, Bobby, if you want to present any of this, we can always switch and you could present part of the raw information as well. It's really a collective group effort here.
No, go ahead. You're fine. Sure.
Okay. So in terms of the general area, we've got a mix of people, but many of them have actually done project work with Hyperledger. So for example, on current project, which I think is just most interesting of our, like, who are we working with here? There's a number of proof of concepts and pilot applications built. Another one has done multiple projects at different stages. Another one is exploring Hyperledger Fabric Quilt in Indy. Another one's completed one project and went into production and is doing a few more proof of concepts. There's a developer, we have an early stage fabric prototype, and then an internal online shop based on Fabric Composer used in production. And they're creating an offer for a public sector entity to create management. And then there's myself, which is a little bit different. We actually translate between complex multi-stakeholder situations. So we don't build, we help specify and make sure that all types of entities are represented so that the product does what it needs for operations. But mostly it seems almost everyone involved here has at least a proof of concept, if not a full-fledged project at multiple stage going on. In terms of resources, peer learning is coming up, use cases and policy, documentation, keeping it up to date, and technical support. So it's a mix of things in terms of the sorts of resources But the collaboration in use cases and exchange keeps coming up over and over again. So it seems that in terms of the focus areas, there's interest across all of them. And while the focus areas are very interesting today, in the interest of time, like we discussed earlier, let's just jump to the global forum. And that will also merge into Dr. Munir's presentation. So in terms of the interest in the forum, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 potential attendees who are interested, of which 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are willing and interested to actually contribute at the forum. There's a greater number, I would say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, who would be quite interested to contribute remotely. So this seems to be that there's broad interest, almost universal, in building out some offering or two for the upcoming forum. In terms of topics, I think we're going to have to work as a group because we have a wildly diverse, extremely interested, and a very high appetite for most every topic. I mean, almost all topics listed on the technical side had at least somebody interested, and a majority of them had, out of 11 respondents, or 10, 11 respondents, at least four to five is trending pretty average. The ones that had a bit more were smart contracts with 7, and best practices, which also had 7. So let's see, 6 on interface. So of all of those are the ones with a slight bit more interest. In terms of operations, again, a wildly interested group here that found much of the topics quite interesting. Almost everybody wanted end user case studies. Almost everyone wanted role of government, as well as governance of and economics of using blockchain. Use cases, again, very popular. And then scattering but still strong on healthcare, social impact, and initiatives are cases for blocks. So it's cases and use cases, I think, pretty much the same. So we're seeing a lot of cluster in use cases and then the role of government and governance. So I think that if we're going to do a second broader offering for the forum on top of the extraordinary efforts at Smart Dubai, it would be a use case or role of government type of thing, or a technical topic in which those who are better placed to contribute should look for direction, because there seems to be broad interest across the board. I'm going to pause here because that's enough information, I think, to get a conversation going. Over.
On the forum side, I mean, when we look at it, this is Sohail Munir. There are kind of four kinds of participation that we can have. One is more of a presentation or a forum panel. The other was conducting a detailed workshop, and the final was a demo. So, and initially when we're looking at it, the focus was or the way this in the email that I sent, we probably were looking at a presentation. That's where most of the content will be coming. And so the very first question is that how do we want to kind of, or what format should we participate in? One suggestion is, given the diversity of people involved, to kind of come up with a panel so that we can have a more of a panel discussion between 5 people. That would be one suggestion of coming up with a format. Unless we have interest in running a workshop, and that workshop would certainly be how to come up with use cases in case of blockchain. So when you have typical way of innovation in doing design thinking. But when you talk about blockchain, you have to take a bit of a different approach. And maybe that could be a collaborative workshop, which is a much longer format where you present first and then you go into breakout sessions. So the very first question is, what format do we want to participate in?
While others think, this is Rose again, I'm going to chime in and raise a variant on Dr. Munir's question, which is, might we be interested perhaps in proposing two sessions? The reason I'm asking something else to keep under consideration is Dr. Munir has a very comprehensive, well-fleshed out proposal for a presentation that heavily showcases the work of his team, which I think will be personally extremely interesting and very valuable. To the extent that it might be difficult, and I'd be interested, Dr. Munir, in your thoughts, for uninvolved parties who are part of the work group to really be able to contribute to that as it's a contained topic.
Actually, may I interrupt, Rose? Basically, it was going towards that direction, but I tried to kind of restrain it because the way I was trying to put it forward was that we first talk about what are government use cases, what are the pains in government that can be solved by blockchain, what does blockchain bring to the table when we talk about government transformation. And just to kind of give some weightage based on the work that has already been done, I said, let's bring one case study. And the case study could be the Dubai case study. So the way I was trying to write this proposal was that most of the presentation should be around how to go about identifying candidate use cases where blockchain will add value, what could be those use cases, and then a case study. So that's how I was doing it, because otherwise if I would have just gone with a case study, then there was kind of, as you were saying, it was just a smart Dubai show, which I wanted to avoid in this.
And this is Leonard. Hi, everyone. I am very happy you said that, Dr. Munir, because literally you are showcasing, as I think we all agree, a very complete set of pain points and lessons learned from your great initiative. And I think everyone will be very interested in that because it provides invaluable information to anyone who presents, who is present at the forum. So thanks for saying so.
On the other side, as Rose is saying, I think there is enough content that can evolve, come out in this form. We can consider having more than one session. I was very keen, maybe because of the diversity that we have in the group, to have at least a panel topic rather than just a presentation topic.
Yes, I think, as Rose said, if we can accommodate to the two sessions, of course, absolutely. We can certainly cover a lot more material and, in addition, get more lessons learned from other interested parties. So, yeah, if we do have the time, let's look to see if that's going to be a successful format for us.
What does others say on this?
While others gather their thoughts, this is Rose here. I still think that might be a sensible thing to do rather than constrain the amount of time available to really properly showcase Smart Dubai's. I mean, just because we're sitting in on the fascinating presentation from our last call, that easily could encompass a presentation slot amply. You know, and really still just scratch the surface. And it would be a shame to deprive the audience of really having that opportunity to understand this comprehensive interlinking project because we're trying to achieve too many things in one session, when we could consider breaking it into two that have different functions, and then we have a bit more breathing room. But what do others think? Any other inputs here?
So just to be clear, this is regarding a session with the upcoming Global Forum, the Hyperledger.
Yeah. So this is, so if for those who completed the survey, it was the third major section of the survey, and it's been brought up before. Marta introduced this early on, that there's a Global Forum coming up in December.
Right.
And the due date for proposals is, I believe, I want to say like the 13th.
13th.
Yes.
It's so 13th.
If we wish to propose anything, we really need to decide now and then get on it next week. So today is the day to decide, would we like to do anything in addition to the presentation suggestion, and if so, what would that look like? A panel is one idea. That would require panelists and also require a write-up of what this would involve. So over to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to suggest, that's what I was thinking, if it was in this context, you might also plan on doing a workshop or an unconference before or after the Global Forum, if everyone's traveling to the same place. If there's not necessarily room somehow in the agenda for the conference, at least people that have this similar interest that have traveled all that way can get together.
Yeah, and that's a great idea. And actually a workshop or a conference, Dr. Munir, is an acceptable.
No, I agree.
It's acceptable too. We could actually propose that and have it in the actual agenda of the forum. So. Yes. But the question here is, of course, this is a working group made up of people with interests. This today would be the last feasible moment to come together around any of these ideas. So this is the moment to step forward and start making a plan if we'd like to make one.
Yeah, and I think, Leonard, again, I think that the workshops that Nate has proposed can be initially built around the predominant areas of interest we've basically gleaned from the survey that's near completion. So we could start using the highest nominated voted categories and see how we can flesh it out to provide interesting workshops for that second session. That would give us a good start.
Yeah, I just want to note that this group, kind of like the healthcare group, is different than other work groups in Hyperledger in the sense that it's coming from subject matter expertise, as opposed to coming from a technical community with an open source project. And you know, ultimately the goal of Hyperledger projects is to produce code. So there's a particular challenge for a group that's starting from subject matter expertise in terms of finding out where to start. So it's not uncommon.
See, may I suggest something? On this, the way I understood the description of what a workshop is, it seems that the workshop is that it is led by some people where you are going to engage the audience of the workshop and then go into breakout sessions. That is how it is defined in the, you know, in that template. So if that is the case, maybe an interesting workshop could be that different employees who have been involved in blockchain use cases come and discuss the kind of challenges of digital transformation that blockchain can solve. And then we do read about a lot of how we can do design thinking in case of a blockchain concept, where first you kind of build the network and the network constraints, and then you come out with you kind of go through the design thinking phase. Given the time that is available in the workshop, it may make sense to engage the audience and kind of people identify their own pain areas in these subgroups. And then we kind of consolidate those findings and come out with a summary or an action plan out of that workshop. Does it make sense as a workshop?
I mean, I think, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say, I think so. you know, being that we've been offering a blockchain related tool for about 4 years, and the amount of people I've been in touch with who don't quite understand it or how to apply it, or don't understand the transition in thinking. I mean, this is mainly what I find is that they don't understand the transition in thinking between hierarchies and decentralization. And there's sort of this transition in thinking from hierarchies to holarchies, and being able to balance that and finding the right use cases. So I think that giving people tools to be able to help others navigate how to do that. I mean, because that's essentially what you're talking about, your experience, mm-hmm. right? I think that's really important. Certainly see the same thing in healthcare, but where healthcare is holarchic to smart cities, you know, there's a lot of connectivity there. So, you know, it's an interesting problem, and it's something that I've been trying to figure out how to solve is how do you get people to understand this relationship between, you know, hierarchical thinking and design of systems and the fact that we live in a holarchy. And if we externalize the flow of entropy for things in the system that we don't take care of, you know, that it winds up coming back into the system in ways we don't intend. So it's, we have this opportunity. That's what one of the things that blockchain and, you know, pushing intelligence to the edge of the network. And, you know, these are all subjects that most people have not even considered in business or in city administration. I just did a workshop at the Global Tech Jam, which was part of the NIST Global Smart Cities Initiative. And they had people from all over the world, you know, talking about all of these issues. You know, they already have mm-hmm. a set of working groups and super groups actually that span some of those working groups. So they may even have some experience that's worth tapping into. And I'd love to get those groups together, because that's another huge body of people, mm-hmm. professionals and educators who have an interest in this space. And, you know, we definitely want to expand the audience in whatever direction we can. So I'd like to try to do that as well.
Okay.
Fantastic. Given the cruel realities of time, as de facto timekeeper today, as Marta is unable to be clearly heard, so I'm holding the baton. Thank you, everyone, for that permission. If anyone else wants
the baton,
they can you know, request.
I see. But, I see what Marta says. Yeah.
But the reality is we've got 30 minutes to decide exactly what we'd like to propose in 1 week, given the people who are here today on the call and their interest, capabilities, and likelihood of being able to attend or to find an alternate to attend if their presence is needed. So we had a pretty compelling and live proposal here from Dr. Munir, who thought we could do some sort of gathering on a discussion of the use cases and challenges of digital transformation, looking at human-centered design within network constraints and whatnot, and sharing a bit of a mix of experiences, and then turn that into an open discussion with the audience, who could share their own experiences with the idea that we'd have a rapporteur who would write up some sort of summary learning document from this. That seems like a pretty valid way to structure it, but what do people think? And most importantly, are there enough people on this call who feel like they would have some use cases to share to make this the right way to go forward? Over. Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. As it seems like no one has resonated with this as something that might be the correct structure for them, does anyone else have any alternative ideas of what they would like to work on to present something at the summit or forum? Or in spite of having interest, perhaps would we like to then maybe transition over and defer to Dr. Munir's vision and maybe revert to the original idea of a single presentation, probably heavily focused on the great work of Smart Dubai? What do people think?
I think that's a great idea for the time constraint.
How long are the sessions at the forum? Do we know?
Just give me a sec. I'll let you guys know. I'm just opening the email while if you can discuss the other points. If anybody else has to.
Yeah, I mean the fact that you've already got something made is helpful, and if we want to, because it's going to take some time to get some more engagement in the group and to bring in people who have experience. I mean, if we want to find sure. other people that have experience to add to the presentation, to give a broader view.
I'll just add, just give you, the details. There are four types. So one is a breakout session, which is typically 40 minutes in length. And if you are proposing a panel discussion in this breakout session, then again, it's 40 minutes and you have a maximum of one moderator and four panelists. The other is a think tank, which is a discussion forum where somebody is facilitating only 20% of the time with 80% audience interaction. The third is a workshop, which is a facilitated discussion around deployments. The theme of the workshop will be introduced. You and up to three additional facilitators will give attendees topics for discussion. Attendees will then break out into smaller groups to discuss or share their experience and thoughts with one another, culminating with a report out back to the group with a summary of the lessons learned, next step and best practices, etc. And the last one is the demo theater, where you can showcase your Hyperledger powered application in a lightning talk format, 10 to 15 minutes. Now the workshop, I don't see a time for the workshop, but I believe it should be much longer than the 40 minutes given for the breakout session. So we have either the think tank discussion forum or the breakout session, which are 40 minutes each.
Right, 40 minutes.
It seems that the workshop is more than that, maybe a couple of hours. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Here's a question. Who on the call here feels like there's a reasonable odds that they would actually attend the forum?
I will. Just, I don't know.
Okay.
This is Marcus. I will be attending as well.
Hello, Marcus. Anyone else? Okay, well, working from the fact that we have two or three attendees, one being Dr. Munir, who's got a very comprehensive proposal, Marcus, and I may attend depending on whether it would be useful for any of the things this group proposes, but only in that case. Marcus, do you have any interest to be a presenter? And I apologize if you put this in the survey, but if you wouldn't mind feeding in about whether you have any interest about presenting or shaping, or if you aim to go sheerly to participate and learn.
No, I would not mind them being a presenter. We're putting in one or two call for proposals ourselves anyway, so I would not mind.
Perhaps then you'd like to speak a bit more about your background or context or what you might be thinking. So if you could start throwing that around with the group a bit.
Marcus, what's your organization, by the way? Sorry.
It's Four Eyes.
What do you do? What does your organization do?
We're a software development and consultancy company.
Okay.
And therefore, we're from the vendor side, probably. And
based out of
Basel, about 10 minutes.
Based out of where?
From Basel, the same city where the conference will be.
Basel,
okay.
Switzerland.
Oh, you're from Basel. Yeah. I see.
Exactly. And we'll have a technical talk presenting this the internal online shop we've made, and we'll also probably present this management information system we are about to implement for a government agency, but there I'm still waiting on confirmation whether the project will actually be happening and also if the customer is comfortable with us presenting his case on in this forum. But other than that, if it would be of any help to the group or to the presenter, I'll happily work with the group to make something happen.
Great. I don't know how many people are using the Zoom group chat, but Marta is actively participating in the chat. She will be attending, and she would be happy to help shape another submission if there are people. And if we pick a topic and she's saying, for example, privacy analysis of government use cases or something. So right. if there is...
See, what Marta is suggesting, privacy analysis of government use cases, and given her expertise also, that is an excellent panel discussion also. So if we want to have a group panel discussion, maybe we raise that, okay, we're talking about blockchain use cases, and the second part could be a panel, maybe Marta can moderate it, and where we're talking about privacy and GDPR issues and when it comes to blockchain use cases.
I can echo that.
What do you think, Marta, on this?
That was a popular subject. We did a workshop on blockchain and smart cities, which was followed by data and privacy, and almost no one moved, and there was more people, people added to the room when they got to the data and privacy session. So it's definitely a popular subject.
Terrific. Marta is also excited and says, I'm for doing it.
Okay.
So it seems like...
So I think that's, we have our topic then, I guess we should right. be talking about a panel of privacy in government use cases, privacy analysis in government use cases. The panel requires at least one female panelist. So if Marta does the honors, we fulfill that requirement also. And we may have few other people from the group.
Great. In the interest of time, perhaps we looking at our timing here, I know Dr. Munir, you need to present and update us as well as we need to figure out who would like to collaborate together on the privacy analysis of government use case topic, which marvelously was suggested by Marta. Shall we have a show of hands of who would like to continue this discussion offline and then move on to the next phase? What do people think?
I think let's at least identify who would our panelists, who would like to be our panelists on that, if this is a panel. And then we can start writing it up because we only have this week to submit.
Indeed. Also calling out that Marcus has already nominated a EU Parliament MEP as a potential panel participant. All right. Well, I think that at minimum, it sounds like Dr. Munir, you're interested, Marcus, you're interested, Marta is interested. I'd be happy to contribute to some of the thinking on this. Does anybody else want to be a part of this, the formation of the submission, irrespective of your attendance?
So we have up to four panelists and a moderator that we can have on this.
Going once, going twice. All right, well, we'll continue the discussion then, I think, through chat and email, perhaps a secondary call if that's needed.
Email. Yeah.
But email would be best, I think, to get going. And it looks like we have our core group here who would like to participate. So with no more ado, please, let's move on to the rest of our very interesting agenda.
My one question is on the other, on the breakout session. What I wrote, is that okay, or do you guys suggest some changes to that? And secondly, if I am presenting, should there be a co-presenter, and who would be the co-presenter? We can have up to one co-presenter.
Do you feel that it would be helpful to have a co-presenter? Because I know that is an optional thing.
Yeah. Up to the group, I mean, if we can have another perspective, if there are somebody who can share their use cases, or I can present. Up to the group.
If I may, I think that you are really, truly the expert on Smart Dubai, and again, could easily fill the time in more with what you have learned.
Well, it's not like there's not other efforts going on in other places. It's just they're just not here yet. So
exactly.
This is our first time.
Okay, then what I'll do is, for now, I'll just go and submit it. And if we have a change later on, and if it is accepted, we can always talk to the organizers for a change or something, if that is accepted later on.
Sounds excellent. Dr. Munir, is there anything else that you would like to delve into as part of your time?
No, yes, so the very first thing is, I think on this panel, we have to start writing up. So I guess in the next few days, we write it. I had a presentation for the group, which was a pretty long one, but I don't have much time. This was on the policy framework. But I guess I'll just, since we have short time, I'll just take 5 minutes and give a very high level overview of what policy considerations should there be when we are talking about blockchain and public sector. So is that okay? Should I proceed with that?
Yes, please.
Okay, I just have to figure out how to share my slide deck. So just give me a second.
There's a little button that says share screen, perhaps.
Yeah, I am pressing that. And it's not doing much. Share screen. Okay. Do you guys see this?
We see policy framework for Dubai blockchain.
Excellent. Okay, so basically, when we started this journey, we quickly realized that we need to have detailed policies when it comes to blockchain. And some of those policies could be very specific to our environment, but a lot of them had to do with when we are going to deploy a blockchain at enterprise level or at government level. So what should we be looking at? So last year, we kind of developed, worked with IBM to develop a very high level policy framework. And now actually we are working with PwC to come up with detailed policies, you know, go deep dive and come up with very detailed policies. Some of those policies are specific to our environment, but a lot of these policies will be common to whichever government entity is going ahead and deploying blockchain across. So that may be of a lot of interest to the group. But we realized that probably there would be three pillars to this policy framework. One is around the foundational capabilities. What should the platform be? Which enabling services? So those would be kind of very specific to one environment. The other is around governance and technology. So which will areas would be like ownership and membership of these networks, architecture and standards, which would be specific to a particular network. But security, privacy, and risk management for these blockchain use cases. The fifth one is, again, specific to a particular environment, which is funding and accounting. The sixth is very interesting, which is dispute resolution, and which becomes very interesting once you go cross jurisdiction. The seventh is communication and adoption policies. And final, last but not least, the global reach, federal, international networks, cross-border use cases. So we have to come up with very detailed policies, at least in these areas, to run a large enterprise-wide or a city or a government-wide blockchain strategy. So some of the examples is, when we talk about organization design and governance in that area, we have, of course, the ownership and the membership policies. Ownership of the business processes, their implementation, maintenance of the network, maintaining the network registries. The other is member onboarding and offboarding policies, and the roles and responsibilities of the member in the network. On the architecture and standards-wise, of course, every environment will have to come up with a blockchain loop technology blueprint. We had a very detailed blockchain technology blueprint that we implemented. So adherence to that, the standards have to come up. Plus there are other related standards. Digital identity plays a key role in most of these use cases. So what are the underlying standards there? On the security, privacy, and risk management, we have to have detailed policies on ensuring privacy and security of the transactions. In case of blockchain, we may even have to look at how you're going to handle transferable assets. A lot of jurisdictions would not have addressed that. Then the principles of inspection, auditing, how do you manage violations, and the risk management principles, which will be different in case of blockchain network. Well, then there's a funding and accounting policies. There are cross-sectoral, players from different sectors. How would you fund and account for these networks? And finally, of course, the dispute resolution guidelines to legal recourse. In case of smart contracts, how do you handle, where does legal recourse comes in? So detailed policies have to come in that area. On the organization design, the communication and adoption side, of course, approach for communicating, key capabilities needed in the public sector for blockchain adoption, we have to work on that. Criteria and approach for migrating all use cases to blockchain. In our case, we have a very clear objective of pretty much bringing every applicable transaction on blockchain by 2020. So we have to have a very aggressive approach towards that. Then completion and certification approaches and principle across one network versus multiple networks and their integrations. This becomes probably the biggest and the most interesting question in a government situation. One network versus multiple networks. Depending on, in myself also, depending on which side of the bed I wake up in the morning, I argue one way or the other. So this has merits and demerits. And of course, somebody has to come up with detailed policies in that. We have seen various examples. We have seen players like ourselves and others where multiple networks have evolved. We have seen the examples of, let's say, Alestra in Spain, where there, you know, somebody has built up one large network and bringing all use cases on there. So that's a very interesting point. Then the foundational capabilities of your platform and the enabling services around it. There would be a centralized platform versus entity-specific approaches. And finally, on the global reach side, expanding these use cases to international participants, there would be a lot of cross-border use cases, especially when you bring in trade finance and you bring in remittances, global travel. These kind of use cases are very cross-border. And even for us, I mean, a lot of times, especially Dubai is very unique place in one perspective that majority of the people here are expatriates. So even if I have to bring in a document and attest that document, that means other jurisdictions get involved in pretty much every aspect of a citizen journey in Dubai. So basically with this high-level policy framework, we went about defining detailed policies in each area. What is the objective overview? What are the guiding principles and risks that we are going to address? So you know, we don't have that much time left in the call. Let me take, let's say, one policy. So we kind of define, let's say, ownership and membership. So we define the objective that define the approach on which entity will define the networks. One approach that we took was probably instead of one network, put in multiple networks, which are more sectoral networks, and every sector has a sector head, which becomes a nodal entity. And then we define principles on which entity will own the network, define principles on defining members for the network, enrollment approach for these networks. Then the policy head, the overview is, you know, how do you define the success? Would the network be a private permission network? What kind of regulation will be required? So that's kind of on the overview side. And then we define detailed guiding principles. Who would the nodal entity be? Who would be the owner entities? And what kind of member entities will be there? And then a Reiki matrix on various policy principles around that. So we kind of said, okay, let's take the ownership part. So in our first approach, what we did was we divided everything into like 11 or 12 sectors, all citizen journeys, and identified an anchor entity for each sector and started creating sector networks. But I have seen certain merits in going beyond this and building larger networks also, so one way or the other. And we then have more ownership and membership. So I guess because we're out of time, so I'm just kind of wanted to share that this is how we went ahead with developing a very high level framework for these policies. And my understanding is that every other jurisdiction, every other city or country or government that is looking at government level, you know, across the board blockchain implementation would have to come up with such detailed, not only a framework, but detailed policies. And my objective was to kind of learn from the forum if others have come up or implemented the policy, so we can kind of do some knowledge share in that area. I guess we are out of time. So I'm handing over back to Rose.
Thank you, Dr. Munir.
I mean, I was 70 slide deck, but I don't think you have time now left to present. But we can always do a session later on.
Yeah, that might be a very good idea, so that we can learn at a reasonable pace, as obviously this is scratching the surface of an enormous amount of things. All right, shall we consider this a teaser, as it were, of what may be coming in an upcoming soon presentation?
Yeah, I guess because we only had 10 minutes left, so I couldn't have gone through the slide deck. So let's do this in, I don't know how we are doing the next sessions or what are we planning for the next sessions. But in one of the following sessions, if I have 30 minutes or something, I can then kind of go through the details of the framework.
That seems like a good way and rational way forward. All right. I will start to just bring us together.
And then, of course, if that is of interest to the group. Yeah.
All right. Well, it seems like no one has said like that they're not interested. I think this is quite interesting. But
nobody also said they're interested, so
I'm sure. Yeah.
I put a link into the chat for that NIST program, the Global City Teams Challenge, and they've got 50 or 80 cities, largely in the U.S., but some around the world, in Asia, Japan, Korea. And I've been in touch, you know, in doing the research for that other workshop I did, with some other folks in other cities. So, I mean, I'm happy to, in the background, I've sent you a connection request, Dr. Munir.
But, okay.
If you want to find some more, you know, examples to pull in, there's an opportunity there. So
certainly we'll look at that.
That's great, Nate. Would you then like to participate in the development of the proposal for the summit, as you might have some great ideas of who else to bring in?
I can participate at that level. I know that I won't be able to be there, but I can certainly help in connecting some dots and things like that. So
terrific. All right. Well, noting the time with everyone's leave, as organizer coordinator today, so thank you. This has been actually a fairly action-packed and productive session in which we've determined that there will be two submissions. One is already quite complete from Smart Dubai. The other one is going to be on privacy, and there will be a subset who will organize this over the week and put something together. So that I'm sure will be extremely interesting and productive. We also got a high level overview of what is happening around policy in Smart Dubai, and look forward to having a more proper focus session around that when we have the ability to put that time aside. But I think for the moment, we're going well. But also, Bobby will be, I presume, helping to share the surveys. It seems that folks are interested just in seeing the raw data with redacted names, which I suppose is fine for the moment. But once we've worked through our immediate priorities to get out our submissions to the Global Summit, we can really start to dig into what are people's interest areas and start building out, presumably, further agendas for the group. So that's over and out from my perspective. If anyone else would like to chime in before we go along, this would be a great time to do
it. My last point is, I just wanted to add one thing. I would really like folks here to see if we can try to identify some interesting cross-border POC kind of thing that we can work together on. So there are lots of ideas. If the forum can kind of identify something with organizations can work on, it, we would love to participate in such a thing.
Well noted. All right, shall we say goodbye for the moment? Until next
goodbye
time.
For the moment.
Goodbye, everyone, and looking forward to collaborating.
Thank you so much.
Great, thanks.
Thank you, everyone. We're talking. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. We had a great discussion. We had a good day.